prayer help you find inner peace? Have you ever considered how prayer and connecting to a higher power, our Father, can help you find inner peace and feel calm during difficult times? When you engage in prayer, you open a channel to express your deepest fears and hopes, a process that can alleviate the emotional weight you bear. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Philippians 4, chapters 6 through 7. This act of reflection and introspection will lead to profound insights about yourself, your life, and those around you. Do you want to learn more? Fantastic. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we'll explore the different ways you can pray from a conversation with God to music. So please grab a comfy seat, a cup of tea, and of course, your prayer journal from my Rise Love Live boutique on etsyshop.com, and let's dig in and learn together. Do you find yourself struggling with constant anxiety, stress, or burnout? Maybe you're navigating through overwhelming waves of sadness or darkness. Has someone allowed you to believe that you're unworthy? Well then, we're here to debunk those beliefs and help you to overcome them. Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Radiance From Within podcast, guiding Christian women to build their confidence and self-worth. My name is Heidi, and I'm so excited to have you here. We'll work together to help you overcome negative beliefs by incorporating prayer, devotionals, and journaling into your daily routine. Additionally, we'll explore the power of words and how they can impact your mindset and well-being. Because when you unleash your inner peace, you will find the desire and strength to spread kindness and compassion. Join me each week and unlock your radiance from within. Discover your power and strength and embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. I once heard that prayer is the simple act of talking to God like you would a friend. In turn, it should be the easiest thing we do each day. Let me say that again. Prayer is just talking to God, and it should be easy. That's it, really, I promise. You might ask, why would I want to have a conversation with a being that I cannot see? Well, that, my friends, is faith. Faith is the belief that there is someone greater than ourselves, someone who has given me a purpose in this life. And I'm okay with that. As Dr. King tells us, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. So beautiful. I love beginning the day with faith, coffee, and conversation. My morning routine is still growing with its ebbs and flows, but beginning with prayer sets a beautiful and wonderful tone for the day. I use prayer to thank Him for my blessings and express my heart's deepest desires. Aside from asking for something or giving thanks, one of the main purposes of prayer is to also give up your worries to someone else who can handle them way better than you. And for those of you who have prayer locked down into your routine, amen to that. I invite you, though, to stick around as you might still see an opportunity in a new light. And if you're growing and learning, let's dig in a little deeper. So prayer is this sweet, intimate conversation with God, a higher power who has created my path to follow. This act, it calms me. When I lay my struggles at his feet, I feel a weight lifted from my shoulders. And with that beautiful picture in our mind's eye, you can see how prayer is a powerful tool for navigating our journey of finding inner peace. We can let go of our anxieties, worries, and fears through prayer. It's a form of meditation where we don't have to think. We can just release everything weighing on our minds up to the clouds. Release the worry. Release your fear and simply listen to your breath. Reality check. I'm not always successful releasing all of that stress. And we can have that conversation at 3:30 in the morning when I'm tossing and turning, thinking about my to-do list, things I forgot, and all of the words I should have said. Still, don't you find it so amazing that when we have been given the gift of praying to someone greater than ourselves, it assures me that I have a purpose for my life, that we are put here for a reason. So, we know that prayer is this simple and beautiful connection with God. But where should we pray and when is the best time? Well, for some, you may find that beginning your day in the still and quiet of the early morning is a perfect time. For others, that quiet time might be in a New York City subway late in the evening. The time of day and place doesn't matter. He always hears the thoughts that are on our hearts and minds, even when we cannot form the words. So how do we begin? First and foremost, please do not stress on exactly how. Simply begin talking. Lay out your worries, concerns, requests, and thanks. Speak out loud or silently in your head. I encourage you to begin your prayer by giving thanks. However, that may not be right for your current situation. You may need to begin by yelling, "Why?" or "How could you?" And that's okay. Let go of that anger and lift it up. Whew, I can tell you how powerful that is. And as we begin, we will feel God's love wash over us. While praying, take in His words, sit with your emotions, and allow all of what you're experiencing to feed you. Another way to begin is to read the Bible. The words move from our eyes into our minds and hearts. The words wash over us. So simple, yet so powerful. Now, let's keep going with our conversation technique. You can have a one-way conversation or monologue. Begin with a salutation and a note of thanks and gratitude, or perhaps you want to ask for forgiveness. What are you praying for today? A special request for yourself, a loved one, or maybe even a stranger. And then bring it to a close. I like to end with one more note of thanks, and I lift up my words to Jesus Christ. Amen. You can also turn your monologue into a conversation. Begin the same way with your salutation, a note of thanks, and your request. Then you must pause and listen. As you listen, do so in stillness, perhaps with your eyes closed. Keep a journal handy to jot down what you hear. Dear Lord, thank you for all the blessings you have already given to my family and to me. I come to you today with a big ask. I humbly pray for strength and guidance on the struggles that I've been having with, fill in the blank. Then stop, pause, and listen. This is the hard part, waiting in stillness. And remember, as you wait, jot down what you hear. Try remaining in this quiet moment for a solid 10 minutes, longer if you can. Be open-minded and open-hearted as you listen and reflect. I'm not going to kid you. It's super challenging the first few times you do this, but it will become easier as you practice the art of listening. And don't worry if you think it's your own voice that you hear. If you notice, with both of these techniques, I am encouraging you to begin with a note of thanks. Through prayer, we usually ask for something significant for ourselves or someone else. And what better opportunity than now to give praise and thanks for the blessings you do have? Besides, I've read in 1,000 different places that you should be grateful every day. Okay, maybe that was a little bit of an exaggeration, but this beautiful element of your prayer allows you to check 2 things off your list. All right, let's keep going. Another wonderful way to pray is praying in color. When you pray in color, you are introduced to an active, visual, and meditative form of prayer. And this one isn't as hard as you think. Sit in a quiet space with a blank piece of paper or journal, along with various coloring tools. I like colored pencils and your Bible. You may choose to concentrate on a particular Bible verse or perhaps the person or reason you're praying. Jot down a few key words that immediately come to mind. Concentrate and focus on those words. And then, without overthinking or judgment, begin to draw. And you don't have to be an artist. I'm not. This is just a relaxed session of meditative doodling, which can be very therapeutic. Every year I say that I'm going to practice this more often, but I usually do it only once or twice. My most favorite time is after our Good Friday service when the church is empty and it's just me, well, and God. Then there's music. Yes, music is also a form of prayer and another beautiful connection with God. The words of the song move from our ears into our hearts. The notes gently wash over us. The song Do Justly by Michael Neal is a perfect example. To do justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with my God. Those words are pulled directly from Micah 6:8. He has told you what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, to love with kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. It's one of my favorite songs that our praise band sings. Naturally, our drummer takes the lead. My husband thinks he sounds like Steve Winwood. He's not wrong. And as you are listening to the words, as they seep into your soul, they make you close your eyes. You begin to sway, your hands gently raise, and you begin to cry. Listening to music when you are just too exhausted to do anything else will stir and move you to inner peace. It's a beautiful thing, my friend. I hope that I have shown you today how prayer doesn't have to be this big to-do. And is simply an opportunity for you to unload your burdens to God, allowing you to navigate to a daily sense of calm and inner peace. And like my daily practice of meditation, I pray in the format that works for me at that moment. However, unlike needing a quiet space for meditation, you can practically pray anywhere. I've prayed in my car, on a walk, and even in an airport. In fact, all of these methods can be tweaked to be enjoyed during a stroll in nature. It will actually level up your prayer to connect with God while feeling a gentle breeze on your face or the sweet birds chirping in the trees. Remember to have grace and patience with yourself. Your journey to finding inner peace is uniquely yours. And now, beautiful, our time has come to an end. Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for the sun. I thank you for the rain. I come to you today on a humble knee as you help me navigate these treacherous waters of sadness and worry. I lay my burdens and fear of guilt and imperfection at your feet. I ask you for hope, peace, and joy. I know you are transforming me in ways that I do not understand, but I trust you. I trust you to be my guide, our guide, on our path to healing. I pray to be your hands and your feet. I pray to bring serenity to those around me. And I lift all of this up in Jesus' name, amen. My friend, if you have enjoyed this episode and want to hear from me again, be sure to follow my podcast and leave a review before you leave. I believe in you. Now, it's your turn. Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. But before you go, a simple request. If this podcast has made a difference in your life, please leave a review where you listen and share this episode with someone who could use a little light today. Knowing my show has impacted your life brings me so much joy. Remember to explore my Etsy boutique to discover the workbook you need most this month. And until next time, my friend, ignite inspiration, spread hope, and dance with faith.